Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision Shift Happens. And in this clip, we have Balance's very own Cynthia Campbell, Delta Community Credit Union's Raina Short, Tinker Federal Credit Union's Heather Kay, and Elgin Federal Credit Union's Nico Stubblefield. They're all talking about how the COVID-19 experience really turned our professional lives upside down, obviously. And so great to get their feedback on this. So check it out.
Hello, everybody. It's Cynthia Campbell. I'm CXO at Balance. I'm so thrilled to be here with you today. I'm a field reporter for the Underground Collision, a dream job that I've always wanted. And I'm here with you from Tulsa, Oklahoma. But more importantly, I have three amazing leaders in financial empowerment with me here today. First, we have Raina Jones Short. She is the manager of community development at Delta Community Credit Union. They are a $7.2 billion institution. Next, we have Nico Stubblefield. She comes to us from Eglin Federal Credit Union. It's $2.2 billion in assets. She is the membership and community development manager. Last but not least, my fellow Oklahoman, Ms. Heather Kay, at my former credit union, Tinker Federal Credit Union, and where I keep my money. So she is the VP and financial empowerment manager over there. $4.4 billion in assets. So thank you, ladies, for your service on this panel today. Let's dive right in. So as you, all of this is going on, you're saying my model's not working anymore because it's an in-person model. We have new needs and more needs from those that are there, but our channel is gone, right? So then what did you do? Like, tell me about your pivot. How did you reach out to these people? What are you doing to get the message out to them?
So it's so funny because it is that, okay, guys, what are we going to do? And so our team, we came up with, we launched what is called the Financial Education Center Financial 15 series. And so this was a webinar series that was a three-part series where we literally recorded 15-minute on-demand webinars for our members and our SEG partners and community partners. And all it did was give 15-minute snippets of financial guidance. And so we had over 11 different topics. And so that took a minute because we had to record them precisely at 15 minutes because we knew that people were now at home and they needed to be able to digest pertinent information to help them, but mm-hmm. quickly. And so mm-hmm. Because of that, we garnered almost 2,000 views through our Financial 15 series, and it was highly successful. We communicated through emails, hundreds of thousands of emails went out to our members, our newsletter, social media, all of those different channels to get people to tune in, and they actually did. We were really surprised. We didn't know, what to expect, but everything around COVID relief, CARES Act, saving, mm-hmm. reducing expenses, budgeting, and it proved highly, highly successful.
Heather, tell us about your pivot. What are some of the standout things that you've done because of COVID? What looks different?
Right. So our initial pivot was we need to get some financial education out there. Of course, it all started happening the month of April, which was Financial Literacy Month. So everyone's talking about it on the news. So there was this big pressure of we got to do something, scramble, scramble. And we were all working from home at the time, so all remotely. And so we decided to come up with short videos, kind of like Raina said, but we made ours for social media only. And so tried to keep them, initially we kept them at like, and then we decided, let's just try 2 minutes. But it's really hard to shrink a lot of information down into that. So that was like the first struggle, was getting it down to that 2 minutes. And then we did that, and we had two educators. So we'd figure out what topic we're going to do, and one educator would write the script, record it from home, and then send it to the other educator, and he would do a PowerPoint, but have him talking at the same time. Put it to where it was really busy, more interactive kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We did two of those videos a week for a very long time.
Wow.
It was a lot of work. It was really good, super great learning opportunity.
And how about you, Nico? What, tell us a little bit about your pivots, and even if it includes special programs, any lending programs, anything that might have been helpful in COVID.
Optimizing that. And some of the opportunities came through the outreach, you know, that we did. So we had an opportunity to say, hey, let's get together with your employees and let's have, you know, a virtual huddle. And so if you've got them in the morning, we can, let's get them to log on and we take 10 minutes and, you know, whatever questions they might have, get those to me, you know, prior to our huddle time. And then we can discuss that, you know, for them. So out of that, you know, birth that additional opportunity. So they were, you know, it was coming in fast and furious. That particular area to do that. So a lot of it's, you know, the outreach that we had in place, looking at opportunities, utilizing social media platforms. And we're in the process now of that bite-sized learning that Raina mentioned and incorporating that. And so members have access to that when they're on our website. So we're doing some of that now. And that was birthed out of, you know, this experience. And
It's beautiful to see your faces. Thank you all so much.
Thank you very much for that information. And stay tuned for more coverage of the Underground Collision here on CU Broadcast.